Everlasting, May 2. Incline your ear, and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. The salvation of the human race has ever been the object of the counsels of heaven. The covenant of mercy was made before the foundation of the world. It has existed from all eternity, and is called the everlasting covenant. So surely as there never was a time when God was not, so surely there never was a moment when it was not the delight of the eternal mind to manifest His grace to humanity. From the opening of the great controversy, it has been Satan's purpose to misrepresent God's character, and to excite rebellion against His law. But amid the working of evil, God's purposes move steadily forward to their accomplishment. To all created intelligences He is making manifest His justice and benevolence. Through Satan's temptations the whole human race have become transgressors of God's law, but by the sacrifice of His Son a way is opened whereby they may return to God. Through the grace of Christ they may be enabled to render obedience to the Father's law. Thus in every age, from the midst of apostasy and rebellion, God gathers out a people that are true to Him, a people in whose heart is His law. God's work is the same in all time, although there are different degrees of development and different manifestations of His power, to meet the wants of men in the different ages. Beginning with the first gospel promise, and coming down through the patriarchal and Jewish ages, and even to the present time, there has been a gradual unfolding of the purposes of God in the plan of redemption. He who proclaimed the law from Sinai, and delivered to Moses the precepts of the ritual law, is the same that spoke the Sermon on the Mount. The teacher is the same in both dispensations. God's claims are the same. The principles of His government are the same. In the closing work of God and the earth, the standard of His law will be again exalted. God will not break His covenant, nor alter the thing that has gone out of His lips. His word will stand fast forever as unalterable as His throne.